sun will rise.
Saturday, May 28th, there are all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7, including at 10 a.m. it's time for Guns, Negative Land, 1992 classic work, found new relevance this week. Then at 10:30 a.m. it's time for Radio Wonderland, Joshua Fried remixes New York City radio live on Hudson Valley frequencies. At 1 p.m. it's time for In My Room Radio, this week with tracks from Astrid Solm, Bitchin' Bajas, and Jim O'Rourke. The Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. features works from Gregory Whitehead and Budhalidi Chattopadhyay. At 4 p.m., the WGXC Afternoon Show features radio artist fellow Andy Stoll and his culminating broadcast. At 6 p.m., the Framework Show has composers taking field recordings and turning them into compositions and features work from Aki Anda this week. At 8 p.m., it's time for the Afrosonic Taxi Show. At 10 p.m., the Watt from Pedro Show talks to Brooklyn's Charming Disaster on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Je dirai c'est bien. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am also from Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm 11, and I am also from Hudson.
My name is Fatia, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today, because that's what we do every day. Mm-hmm. Maybe not every day. I talk about books most days, because I am a librarian. But I only talk about books on the radio once a week. That's the truth. How often do you all talk about books?
Books on the radio every day.
Once a day.
Well, given that my major is creative writing, I talk about books a whole lot lately.
I guess you all, Georgia and Fatia, probably talk about books quite a lot in school as well.
Yeah.
A bunch of times.
Before we dive into individual books, I have a question for each of you. What is the best assigned reading that you've read this calendar year?
Oh, easily what we're reading right now in school, Wonder. It's my favorite book. And I've already read it, but I still love it. And I was so happy.
That it was assigned?
Yeah.
My favorite book was like about those ancient times, those Roman times. We read like a couple months ago. It was my most favorite book. It was so amazing.
Do I have to choose this calendar year? Or can I please go back to the high school years? Because my favorite book is still The Great Gatsby.
I thought it was Old Man in the Sea. We do
discussion boards in my class, and one of my peers straight up went to the discussion board and was like, my favorite author is Ernest Hemingway, and Old Man in the Sea is my favorite book. And I like stared at that post for a while, just like thinking very hard about how anyone could choose Old Man in the Sea as their favorite book. I think I responded to that discussion post. I think I quite literally was like, wow, that's really interesting. Why? Please tell me why. I do not understand at all.
Because I'm not in school at the moment. The closest I have to assigned reading is my book club. So my favorite book for book club so far this calendar year was The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson, which I think I talked about on the radio. Although I guess if you're doing like a school calendar year, as opposed to like a 2022, in the fall, we read An Indigenous People's History of the United States by Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz. And that was also really interesting. Very good book. But on that note, I don't remember why I thought of that question.
I feel like it's a question we've asked before, but it's always like fun.
Yeah. But now for choice reading, what did you all want to talk about today?
I went first last week, so let's have someone else go first this time.
Why don't we start with Fatia? We can work our way up the age group.
There are a lot of things that I want to talk about, but I just swimming from last Wednesday. It was amazing. We swam like pretty deep, but most people swim in the middle. And I think that was like 3 feet to 12 feet one. I swim in the 5 feet one.
It was funny. Miss Shuda, Fatia's sister, texted me to let me know that Fatia had been so excited about swimming that she forgot about radio last week. And I thought it was funny because last week I talked about a swimming book. And I was like, oh, Fatia would have been excited about that book. But I'm glad you got to learn how to swim. So fun. Did you have a book or a poem that you wanted to share too?
Yeah, I have a poem. It's called I Love Rainbow. Look for me in the rainbows. Time for me to go now. I won't say goodbye. Look for me in rainbows way up in the sky. In the morning sunrise, when all the world is new, just look for me and love me as you know I loved you. Time for me to leave you. I won't say goodbye. Look for me in rainbows high up in the sky. In the evening sunset, when all the world is through, just look for me and love me, and I'll be close to you. It won't be forever. The day will come, and then my loving arms will hold you. When we meet again, time for us to part now. We won't say goodbye. Look for me in the rainbow shining in the sky. Every waking moment and all your whole life through, just look for me and love me as you know I loved you. Just wish for me to be near you, and I'll be near you. The reason that I really love that poem is because there's a lot of, like, effort on it, and the only part that is a bit sad is that Look for Me in the Rainbows, that's the title, and when I read the poem, it felt a bit sad because the saddest part was, like, the second part. It was a bit sad. I think I know, like, the poem is made in 1990. I don't know who it's by, but...
It's by Vicky Brown, actually. It's a memorial poem.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes sense why it felt a little sad reading it, but it's also beautiful. It's nice to think about when you've lost somebody, like being able to see something beautiful and think of them, maybe have some happy memories that go tie in with that lovely sight of a rainbow. But yeah, thank you so much for sharing that poem. It was very pretty.
I consider that my third favorite poem.
It's hard to keep track. So many great poems. We'll have to see what you share next week. It seems like you've been on a poetry kick.
Yeah, I really like poetry.
Me too. So moving on to Georgia, what did you have to talk about this week?
So I am talking about a really good new graphic novel that I got from the library. It's called The Breakaways, and it's a really good graphic novel. It's by Kathy G. Johnson, and it's like a young adult, youth, like middle grade to young adult, maybe like, I'd say like late middle grade to young adult. So maybe like 10 plus, 9 plus. It's a really good graphic novel. Basically, it's like this team, the C team at the middle school, and all the girls hate soccer and are not good at it. And this is a really good graphic novel about teamwork and persistence. So I'll read the description. Welcome to the team. Quiet, sensitive Faith starts middle school already worrying about how she will fit in. To her surprise, Amanda, a popular eighth grader, convinces her to join the school soccer team, the Bloodhounds. Never having played soccer in her life, Faith ends up on the C team, a ragtag group that's way better at drama than teamwork. Although they are awful at soccer, Faith and her teammates soon form a bond both on and off the soccer field that challenge their notions of loyalty, identity, friendship, and unity. The Breakaways is a portrait of friendship in its many forms, and a raw and beautifully honest look into the lives of a diverse and defiantly independent group of kids learning to make room for themselves in the world. So this is The Breakaways by Kathy G. Johnson, and I definitely recommend this.
Do you have a favorite character in the book?
That one's hard. I probably would say...
Or do you get a good sense of all the different team members? Like, do they have distinct personalities?
Yes, they're all very, very distinct personalities. I don't know who's my favorite. Yeah, that's a hard one. I really don't know.
That's okay.
It's very hard to choose. So hard to choose.
Yeah, no worries. You don't have to.
Maybe Sammy?
I just learned about that graphic novel today and was interested in it, but hadn't had a chance to check it out yet. So it's funny that you that you shared it today. Yeah, I just came across the title on the cover earlier today and was like, oh, I've never heard of this book.
That Order it for the library. It's a great book.
Will do. Well, thank you for sharing. And now It's Amelia's turn.
Hello.
Hello.
I haven't actually started this book yet, but my parents recommended it to me. Both of them read it, and they said it was very good. It's called Lifeboat 12 by Susan Hood. It is similar to Ellen Hopkins' work in that it is all told through poetry. I haven't started reading it yet, but it is about a group of 13-year-old boys who are escaping London during World War II when the city was being bombed. During that time, a lot of parents sent their children elsewhere in order to keep them safe. And he is sent out on a ship called the SS City of Benares to safety. He's going to Canada. It's a luxury ship. And then one night, they're hit by a U-boat and it sinks. So our main character, Ken, who is 13 years old, is stuck on a lifeboat with several other boys, five other boys, exactly. And the story talks about them surviving on this lifeboat. And it is based on a true story, presumably the true story of other boys in World War II who most likely had their ships bombed by U-boats or other such happenings. Yeah, that is what it is about. I have not read it yet. I've looked through it. In the back of the book, there is a little author's note with some actual pictures of Lifeboat 12 and of children who were sent away from London. There's a picture of the real Ken Sparks, who is the main character, with some of the other boys that he survived with, and it's very interesting.
That's cool that it's in verse, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since it's based on, you know, real events.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun way to read about history. Yeah.
I'm very nervous about boats because of stories like this. I went on a cruise once, and that was luckily before I had ever seen the Titanic. And I had always seen the Titanic as a very kind of dumb love story. All the time. And then one day I did actually sit down to watch it in full, and the love story parts are still dumb, in my opinion, but the scenes where the boat is like actually sinking, I don't know if I could ever bring myself to go on a cruise ship again. But yeah,
just make sure they have enough lifeboats.
Stories like this are very fun to read, but they make the idea of going on a boat just terrifying for me.
Yeah, I have on my to read list, I have the book at home and was about to start it the other day, but there's a book by Stacy Lee called Luck of the Titanic, which is about twin British Chinese acrobats traveling aboard the Titanic. So it's historic fiction, but you know, based on real events. I don't know if there were actually twin acrobats, but there were British Chinese people that were on board. So it's looking at that aspect. But I haven't read that yet, so I wasn't going to talk about that today. But I can talk about a couple graphic novels that I read this weekend. But I also wanted to note, someone recently gifted me James Mustick's 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die, a life-changing list. And guess what book is on the list? The Old Man and the Sea. So apparently I'm supposed to read it.
Life-changing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've always said that I haven't read it before, but I have like this sense that I might actually somehow like this story, even though so many people that I know have despised it over the years. But we'll see. Someday. I don't know when, but someday I will read it. But I thought I'd share two teen graphic novels that I read this past week. Both of them have fantastical elements to them, sort of spooky elements. So one of them, which I think I preferred more than the other, is Fly By Night by Tara O'Connor. And it is about a young woman named Dee who lives with their dad. And they have a twin sister who lives with their mom, and their parents had separated. And for whatever reason, the twins stayed with different parents. And Dee's twin sister, Beth, has gone missing. And so dad and Dee come back to stay with Dee's mom while they're dealing with this scary situation of having a missing child. And while Dee is there, they're trying to figure out what happened, and they start to suspect that a magical creature might be involved or somehow related to Beth's disappearance. And the magical creature is the Jersey Devil, which I know Avelia has a book that she used to talk about on the radio every once in a while.
The Scary States of America. Yeah.
And I remember you liked the Jersey Devil a lot. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I thought of you when I read this book. I actually went into reading the book not knowing that the Jersey Devil was the character that was this magical creature. And I was like, oh, I know them. I mean, not personally, but the Jersey Devil. So I thought it was a pretty interesting graphic novel read, and had like a good little mystery element mixed with fantasy, mixed with like family, you know, just dealing with loss and sort of family history. The other book I read is called Squad, and it's by Maggie Tokuda Hall, and Lisa Sterl was the illustrator for that. And this one is sort of, the description says Pretty Little Liars meets Teen Wolf. Although it brought to mind for me Mean Girls, but there's the main character is Becca, and she transfers to a new town and new high school, and she's worried she's not going to fit in. And then the popular girls like invite her to sort of join their little squad, and she gets pulled in, and she's really like sort of seduced by their popularity and their power. And then at some point she finds out that they're werewolves and she has to make the choice whether or not to become a werewolf and join them in their power they have from being werewolves, but also the complications that come with that. So it's an interesting take on that sort of friendship clique mentality. That one was like less for me, but I feel like if you're like, do you know what I really need in my life is Mean Girls or Pretty Little Liars meets Teen Wolf, then this might be for you. It was entertaining. I made it all the way through, but that's not the book I'm looking for in my life personally. But everybody has their own thing, you know? But yeah, so that one was Squad. And the other
I don't
was
know where I thought Die by Night. We were going to go with that plot, but it was not Werewolf.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, this is who we are. Hmm. You should probably join us, or else, you know, we're gonna have to eat you. you know, the choices are limited there.
That's wild. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably should have just stayed friends with her lab partner. Her lab partner was very nice at the beginning. Probably would have worked out better in the long run. Although who knows, maybe the lab partner has some secret mystery fantasy creature life. Who knows?
You, because you read it.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what if she has a mystery life. Maybe there's something that's outside of the book that I don't know about. Like if she had taken that path instead, the author probably does know.
The author knows.
Yeah.
If she'd taken what path instead?
If she had stayed friends with, prioritized her friendship, I should say, with her lab partner, who is one of the earlier people that she meets and is friendly with. But anyways, those are just a couple of the books I've read recently. I also read an adult book that I thought would be a good crossover novel for teens, especially, called Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro. And it's an interesting story where the main character is an AF for an artificial friend who you start off, and it's from the perspective of this artificial friend who's in a store window looking out at the world and watching, sort of observing everything happening outside. And eventually she and a girl connect from through the window, and she really wants to be the artificial friend for that girl. And it follows the artificial friend through their artificial life. And it's very interesting. And it's a pretty quick read, but yeah, it seems like something that at the very least teens would enjoy. Might be okay for younger readers too. Clara and the Sun.
It sounds really good.
I thought it was very interesting, and I was listening to it. So I was partly listening to it while I was gardening, but I was also listening to it while I was just like in my house. And every once in a while, my husband would come in the room and I'd be like, he probably thinks I'm listening to a kid's book, but little does he know I'm listening to an adult book for once. But I feel like, you know, if you read a book that's about like an artificial friend and a girl becoming connected, it sounds like a kid's book, but it's not. But I don't remember there being anything really inappropriate for younger readers. So I would suggest it. Good crossover. Probably better crossover than Old Man in the Sea.
Anything is a better crossover than Old Man in the Sea.
Just bringing it all back. Always comes back. Oh, you do?
Old Man in the Sea got to be better than Space Alien almost.
Oh, yes. That was that comic that you didn't like.
Terrible. It's terrible, terrible. Oh, I don't just dislike it. It's the one book that I just feel pure hatred for. I hate it so much. Is like, I can't think of anyone who would like it, except for someone who likes really inappropriate, really junky, really tacky, really stupid graphic novels.
I hope the author of the book liked it.
Probably didn't. It's a shame. Gonna write that author an angry note.
Don't do it. Don't make them feel bad.
I will make them feel bad for writing.
I don't dislike authors for writing bad books. I dislike Ernest Hemingway because he was a poacher and hunted lions, which is mean.
He hunted lions?
Yeah.
Not cool,
lions
Hemingway.
And owls are the best animals in the world. He hunted lions?
Yeah, he was like...
Ernest Hemingway, he was like, you shall not rest in peace. You shall R-I-W.
Is Space Alien isn't based off the Aliens movie, is it?
No.
Oh, no, it's called Space Alien almost. It's this, like, thing about a teenage girl who's got all these crushes and...
Okay. I looked up Space Alien comic and everything that popped up were stuff from the Aliens franchise. And I was a little confused.
Oh, well, look up Space Alien... Here, I'll chat it for you. But the way that I came across it was we were unpacking the stuff and my mom found it with her office stuff, even though I never owned that book. And so she let me read it because I love graphic novels. And I just hated it so much. Also, I think it is based off a novel series. So look up Space Alien Almost graphic novel.
Oh, okay.
Well, on that note, as we're all about to look up this book that we should probably never read. We're just about out of time for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
happy reading.
Bye.
Happy reading.
मुनिया सर पे डाले है ये चुनिया क्यों हाँ क्यों हो सोनी सोनी सी कुड़ी नू मौज में रहने दे ना दुनिया क्यों हाँ दुनिया क्यों है किन्नी शानदार कुड़ी ये कर देगी कमाल इसे झूमने दे अपनी बीत दे कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू आज लगाने दे ढूंढके हाँ चुमके नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड़ के बंधन के कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू आज लगाने दे ढूंढके हाँ चमके कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड़ के बंधन के कुड़ी नू नचने दे जी ओहो पाजी ओ उखड़े उखड़े क्यों कर...